Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Muni 360 weekly wrap-up from New York Life Investments. I'm Ian France, a high-yield muni trader and credit analyst with Mackay Municipal Managers, coming to you from our trading desk in Los Angeles. Federal Reserve officials left the benchmark federal funds rate unchanged at their March 20th meeting. They also maintained their outlook for three rate cuts in 2024. By and large, Federal Reserve officials did not reveal anything the market had not already heard from them before. In munis, year-to-date issuance is about $83 billion through March 15th. This compares to an issuance amount of approximately $66 billion for the same period last year, an increase of 26% year-over-year. Despite the increase, the supply has been well received, as indicated by historically rich municipal-to-treasury ratios. However, with treasury yields climbing higher as of late, we've begun to see underwriters starting to offer larger concessions in order to get new issue deals sold. Take the biggest deal of the week, a $1.27 billion issue for the Metropolitan Transportation Authority in New York, or MTA for short. The underwriter had to increase the yields on the bonds from their initial price talk to get the deal sold. Increasing the yield is beneficial to investors, but it also increases the financing cost for an issuer. The main goal for an underwriter is to get the deal done at the lowest financing cost to the issuer. The deal can't get done, however, if yields are so low that they aren't appetizing to investors. Thus, underwriters need to determine the lowest yield that is high enough for investors to purchase the deal. With demand being so strong this year, most deals were done at yields lower than their initial price talks. Thus, opportunities to invest in new issue at larger concessions offer favorable relative value and total return potential. That concludes this episode of the Muni 360 Weekly Wrap-Up Podcast with New York Life Investments. Please be sure to subscribe and look out for new episodes. We appreciate you rating the show and leaving a review so we can spread these insights to as many as possible. Thanks for listening.
Municipal bond risks include the ability of the issuer to repay the obligation, the relative lack of information about certain issuers, and the possibility of future tax and legislative changes, which could affect the market for and value of municipal securities. Investing in below investment grade securities may carry a greater risk of non-payment of interest or principal than higher rated securities. Bonds are subject to interest rate risk and can lose principal value when interest rates rise. Bonds are also subject to credit risk, which is the possibility that the bond issuer may fail to pay interest and principal in a timely manner. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, which will vary. All investments are subject to market risk and will fluctuate in value. An investment cannot be made in an index.
Bloomberg Municipal Bond Index is considered representative of the broad market for investment grade, tax-exempt bonds with a maturity of at least 1 year. Bonds subject to the alternative minimum tax or with floating or zero coupons are excluded. S&P 500 Index is a market capitalization weighted index of 500 leading publicly traded companies in the U.S. Bloomberg U.S. Treasury Index tracks public obligations of the U.S. Treasury with a remaining maturity of 1 year or more. Bloomberg U.S. Corporate Index tracks publicly issued U.S. corporate and specified foreign debentures and secured notes that meet specified maturity, liquidity, and quality requirements. To qualify, bonds must be SEC registered. The municipal treasury ratio is a comparison of the current yield of municipal bonds to U.S. treasuries. Yield curve is a line that plots yield to bonds having equal credit quality but differing maturity dates. Active management involves making buy and sell decisions about the holdings of the portfolio with the objective of exceeding the performance of the market or a stated benchmark.
Bond ratings are expressed as letters ranging from AAA, which is the highest grade, to C, junk bonds, which is the lowest grade. Different rating services use the same letter grades but use various combinations of upper and lowercase letters to differentiate themselves. To illustrate the bond ratings and their meanings, we'll use the Standard & Poor's format. AAA and AA equal high credit quality investment grade. AA and BBB equal medium credit quality investment grade. BB, B, CCC, CC, and C equal low credit quality non-investment grade, or junk bonds. D equals bonds in default for non-payment of principal and or interest. This material contains the opinions of the Mackay Municipal Managers team of Mackay Shields LLC, but not necessarily those of Mackay Shields LLC. The opinions expressed herein are subject to change without notice. This material is distributed for informational purposes only. Forecasts, estimates, and opinions contained herein should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation of any particular security, strategy, or investment product. Information contained herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable but not guaranteed. Any forward-looking statements speak only as of the date they are made, and Mackay Shields assumes no duty and does not undertake to update forward-looking statements. The strategies discussed are strictly for illustrative and educational purposes and are not a recommendation offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. There is no guarantee that any strategies discussed will be effective. Neither New York Life Insurance Company nor its affiliates or representatives provide tax, legal, or accounting advice. Please contact your own professionals. Mackay Municipal Managers is a team of portfolio managers at Mackay Shields. Mackay Shields is 100% owned by New York Life Investment Management Holdings, which is wholly owned by New York Life Insurance Company. Not all products and services provided by Mackay Shields may be available to all investors, limited by applicable laws and regulations in certain jurisdictions. No part of this material may be reproduced in any form or referred to in any other publication without the express written permission of Mackay Shields. New York Life Investments is both a service mark and the common trade name of certain investment advisors affiliated with New York Life Insurance Company.